Psalm 119, verses 105 and 106, a short passage today. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it that I will follow your righteous laws. So I read a story once about a battleship on maneuvers, and the battleship lookout spotted a light in the dark, foggy night. After noting the light's coordinates, the captain recognized his ship was on a collision course with another vessel. And so the captain instructed, "Signal the ship we are on collision course, advise you change course 20 degrees. The return signal countered, "Advisable for you to change course 20 degrees. The captain signaled, "I'm a captain, change course 20 degrees. The response was, "I'm a seaman second class, you better change course 7 degrees. By this time, the captain was furious. His signal curtly ordered, "I am a battleship, change course 20 degrees. The reply, "I'm a lighthouse, you make the call." Well, a lighthouse provides the light for the journey home, doesn't it? It directs those on the shifting sea away from danger and directs them to a safe harbor. They must find the direction provided by that lighthouse. That's what God's word is to us. God's word is a spiritual lighthouse that leads us through the journey of life and into eternity itself. It's a lamp for our feet and a light on our path. It shows us the direction to go, and it keeps us from stumbling along the way. St. Augustine called the Bible letters from home. God's word comes from his heart and guides us to the eternal home he has prepared for us. He guides us all the way home. So, Father, thank you for guiding us home safely by your word. Help us see the path you provide and walk by your provision of light. In Jesus' name. Amen.